Hi, everyone. Welcome to another 10 to 20 with Tanya. I'm Tanya, and today our topic is what's the difference between being thankful and being grateful? So if you were listening to me over on Instagram, I talked about this earlier today, and you may have already heard. What is the difference? Let me know in the comments here. Hi, Asma. Welcome. Asma's our first listener today. Excellent. Welcome, welcome. Were you listening over on Instagram too, Asma? So let me know if you were listening on Instagram, or if you just know, what is the difference between grateful and thankful? I'm going to write those two in our comments here. Grateful and thankful. What is the difference between these two? So you may know that tomorrow is Thanksgiving here in the United States. And every year, my celebration is a little different, partly because my family lives kind of all over the country. And where I live now, the only family that I have here now is my daughter, Tiana. But my other daughter is coming to visit tomorrow. She's coming. And so we will be having our family dinner with friends this year. So let me know what kinds of things you know about Thanksgiving. What are some things you know about Thanksgiving? And while you're thinking about that and writing that in the comments, my family is a little different with our traditions. We don't always have a huge dinner with the same food. We often have a bigger dinner than usual, and we often have the same foods like turkey and mashed potatoes, but sometimes we change it up. So I'm going to put that phrase in the comments here for you. Sometimes we like to change it up. This just means sometimes we like to change it, or sometimes we like to do it differently. This is just a very natural way to say the same thing. Okay, awesome. Asma, I'm glad that you were there on Instagram. So do you remember what I said? The difference is between thankful and grateful. If you don't remember, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you here in just a little bit. So I shared on Instagram that one of my family's traditions for Thanksgiving is to talk about what we are thankful for. And I think this is fairly common amongst Americans when they celebrate on Thanksgiving Day. One of the differences for my family is that we have this tradition in all of November. This is becoming more and more common for other families as well. But another difference between my family and other families is that we have this tradition every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we think about and talk about what we're grateful for every day. So let me look at the comments we've got here. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving in my country. Yes, I know there are. Actually, the United States is the only country who celebrates Thanksgiving traditionally like we do. However, there are other countries that have Thanksgiving or similar holidays. And there's a lot of controversy about it in the United States. Now, there was not controversy when I was a child. Everybody celebrated it and didn't think about it. But since that time, people have thought more about it because it's a celebration of the people who came here. The pilgrims is what we call them when we think about Thanksgiving. And developing colonies in this area. And the reason it's controversial is that a lot of times we thought of or talked about coming to the New World and celebrated how grateful we were for the harvest that we had here. We did talk about how grateful we were that the Native Americans helped us. But the reason it's controversial is a lot of the people who came here treated the Native Americans inappropriately, abusively, terribly. Now, that's not all of the people who came here, of course, but it does seem unusual to celebrate when there are many people who live here whose lives and families did not benefit from this. So I like to think of this holiday more as a time to be thankful, not just for those things, but for everything in my life. So let me take a look here at the comments. Asma says, I'm grateful for being free. This is huge. I could not agree more with you. I'm very grateful for being free. She also says, I'm staying with my husband at the hospital and I can't go outside for 1 month because of Corona. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes, the coronavirus has brought many difficulties to our lives all over the world. Some people more than others, for sure. I, without being insensitive, meaning without being aware of the difficulties that, I mean, not without being aware, but being aware of the difficulties and the horrible things that people have gone through as a result of the coronavirus, I would like to challenge each of us to think of something positive that has come from the coronavirus that we can be grateful for. So, for example, for me, my daughter did have a difficult thing happen. She was almost to graduate. She did graduate, but she didn't get to have a graduation. She didn't get to have the job that she thought she would have after that. She didn't get to go where she thought she would go after that. She ended up coming to this small town where I live. And I'm grateful because I think of it as bonus time. As it turns out, she's also very grateful to live here. But it was very disappointing when it happened. I think focusing on what we were grateful for in that moment has helped us to adjust or to change our plans and move on with what would be a good plan for us. So I see a couple people have joined us. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about gratitude and Thanksgiving. We're also talking about not taking things for granted, which I talked about over on Instagram. We don't want to take things for granted means we don't want to assume that things will always be a certain way. I think this is one of the things that coronavirus taught us. If it taught us nothing, it taught us that things change and we never know what's going to happen. Things can change so quickly without any warning or with very little warning. If things right now in your life are going very well, they could change. That's not to scare you, but to just say, be mindful of the fact that they could change and that's okay. And if things are not going well in your life right now, they could change. Hopefully they will change for the better. I think one of the things that I am most grateful for, having had many ups and downs in my life, which is putting it very mildly, I've had many difficult times, even tragic times. I've had crisis in my life that was extremely difficult. And I know now that I have always had something to be grateful for, even in times that seemed awful, terrible, impossible. I've always had something to be thankful for. And this is often discussed also in the United States, probably in other places, that is being grateful a Pollyanna thing? I think I have a hair on my lips, sorry. A Pollyanna thing, that's a cultural thing we say. Is it a Pollyanna thing? Is it a Pollyanna thing? This means Pollyanna is a character in a very old story, a little girl who had a very difficult time and always saw the positive side of things. So it has a bad connotation in our culture, meaning people think of it as bad, not bad, but like, yeah, they don't think of it as good. If someone says you're Pollyanna, they are not giving you a compliment. but I think of it as a compliment. Honestly, I think if you can look on the bright side, even if you go too far in that direction, that's better than going too far in the other direction. All right, let's see. Asma says, hard time to teach us to be thankful. Yes, I agree, Asma. This time in our world is difficult, but I think it's needed. It's very much needed. It does not mean that you aren't having a difficult time. It doesn't mean that there aren't things that are maybe even heartbreaking for you. But it does mean that we can look at the things that we do have, the things that we have to be grateful for. We can breathe. We have air to breathe. Hopefully we have water, a place to live. And if any of those things are threatened for you, I have been in places when all of those above have been threatened. And then it's harder for some people. For me, it's interesting because when my life has been at its lowest, when I actually did have air to breathe, but I was in the hospital because I couldn't breathe, it was, for some reason for me, easier to be grateful than it was just a short time before that. I think because my life got very simple. I think because when I was lying in the bed, in the hospital bed, I don't share this to be dramatic. It's just what came up as a result of thinking about the difficulties in the world right now. My life became very simple. I didn't need to go to work. I had no responsibilities. The only thing I needed to do was breathe. And I was getting help breathing from the hospital. So in a way, I didn't even need to worry about that. The doctors and nurses and specialists were worrying about that for me. I think in many ways, it was harder for the people around me, the people who were scared that I would die. I'm not going to get into an argument about that because certainly the things I went through were very difficult at that time. But I think that it is something to reflect on, to think about. So this live has taken a little bit more of a gloomy turn than I had meant it to, but that's why I go live, to talk to you about what's real, to talk to you about what is real in your life and to express these things in English. I, as many of you know, I'm learning Spanish. And sometimes I see examples in Spanish, actually just today. I can't remember what it was, but I get a word of the day on my phone, comes to my homepage on my phone every day. I love it. This is something new that I've started doing. I've been using the word of the day for a long time, but having it come to my home screen is new and very helpful. And the examples, because examples are so important, if we learn a word without examples, without context, if we don't try to relate to this English word in our life, it's very difficult to learn. And sometimes the examples are sad or negative, or we don't like them. They're difficult because we have lots of words in all of our languages to express these difficult things. So that's one of the things I want to bring to you here on English Coach 3Ts, is to be able to discuss real things. And I saw recently online how important it is to stand for what we believe. And I know that it can make people upset when I talk about being grateful in all areas of our lives, in all times, even the difficult times. But this is something that has made my life so much better and given me so much more peace of mind that I'm going to share it anyway. Again, I don't want to in any way assume or sound like I understand everything you're going through, or to sound like you have to always be happy or always be joyful or peaceful. Of course, that's not even realistic. What I'm sharing is how much this has helped me to find gratitude in all times, in all aspects of my life. And here, as we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the United States, I'm grateful to have this holiday, even though there are many, some of my very closest friends who won't celebrate. I can agree to disagree with them and be grateful. This is still one of my favorite holidays. And that is because it has made such a positive change and brought so many positive things to me. So with that thought, I hope that there was something helpful in our video today. I hope you learned a new word or a new phrase. I hope that, or maybe there was an idea or thought that was helpful, whatever it was. Thank you for joining me live. Thank you for listening to the recording. I will be taking the next couple of days off for the holiday, but I'm really looking forward to seeing you in December and sharing this next holiday season coming up. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you soon.